Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Luke Morrow in for John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you on a Friday. Headed into what is going to be a really fun weekend of sports, both Houston and I think generally across the sports landscape. Like we're looking right now on ESPN, Pat McAfee out there broadcasting from Times Square. Was a whole boxing match supposed to happen tonight? Although it does look like there might be some rain, so I'm a little worried about if it happens, but there's some fun stuff happening there. But of course, the big thing, at least immediately before anything else, is the Rockets being back in San Francisco tonight, game six at the Chase Center versus the Warriors, to see if they can level the series up at three and force a game seven, a deciding game seven. That comes with that begins tonight. And so I see you, is it Isaac? I don't know how to say your name properly. I apologize. But saying that Brooks will stay going, doing his thing. Şengün is good. Liked what they saw from Amen Thompson and Fred VanVleet. Jalen Green needs to tap into whatever skill set he used to score 30-plus. And I don't think I can convince you that here comes a 30-plus game, right, Luke? I feel like you're very much you're a man of good sense and a man of taste and a man who enjoys basketball. And also you're a man who hates in a very strong capacity. And so I don't think I can get you to that place. However, I would like to try and make the case for a good Jalen Green tonight on the road in Golden State in this instance, because and I understand that this is an uphill battle for me, because he had a bad game in game one in at home. Game two versus Golden State is where he really showed up and played incredibly well. 38 points, we all saw that, 6 assists. And that's the most assists that he's put out, right, in any of these games. And, you know, he had some better rebounding in this last game, even though he only scored 11 in it. And so, like, he had that one really great game. And I think other than that, he's had some decent games. But I think that you can have a good Jalen Green performance in this one. And I'll start in reverse by pointing to the idea that he got involved in the rebounding aspect of it. He got involved in the physical aspect of it, almost like a role player, because I know that you were talking about this is a team that maybe isn't a lot of star power, but guys that just know their role and do it incredibly well. And it feels like he has done a better job as the series has gone along of finding the places where he can impact the game, which I think is more indicative of a player that is playing good basketball in any of these series, what have you, is if my offense isn't going, how do I impact the game? And then I think that that's typically the thing that leads you back to good play. If you're just like, well, within the flow, if I don't got it going, can I get rebounds? Can I play solid defense? Can I help, you know, move the basketball around or what have you? And I think that you saw that a lot better in game five. And I think that that is going to be something that maybe leads him back to some better play in game six.
That's fair. And that was encouraging to see, because that was one of my knocks on Jalen Green, was just that, like, what else does he do other than score? And I don't think he was consistent enough in scoring, or even high. You know, I would have liked to see even more of an output in that category. And I'm talking going back to the regular season or throughout his career, not just this series. And so then when you're not scoring, what do you bring to the table? So I guess it was good to see him at least up the rebounds the other night. But I guess I would just ask for you, what would qualify as a good? Could you?
That's a fair point. That's a fair question.
Yeah. Could you try to? Would it be possible to quantify? Like, what would be a good stat line, or what would be a good reference that, oh yeah, you know what, Jalen had a good game tonight.
Well, I mean, I've had a lower bar for what I thought was a relatively consistent or relatively good Jalen game. I was like, hey, can you give me in the high teens to the low 20s, right? Relatively consistently. Now, unfortunately, that ship has sailed, right? We haven't gotten anything near that. Mm-hmm. It's been single digits in a 38-point game, and then last game an 11-point game. Now, I will say that probably looks a little bit different if he doesn't bump knees and he gets a few more minutes in that game, because I don't think he got played off the floor in game 5 like he did in game 4. But yeah, probably let's say something like 17 and hopefully maybe like 4 or 5 assists would be like a good game. And one of the reasons why I also get to that place is I think offensively, the Rockets have started finding some things to make the Golden State Warriors have to help defensively. When it comes to like the pick and roll, especially when Alperen Şengün is involved, the defense for the Golden State Warriors have been playing 2-on-2, right? They have been in this instance where they're like, hey, we feel like we can contain this and not have to help off anywhere else and force your guys in that action to do something special against what we have. And I feel like as this series has gone along, the Rockets, whether it's, you know, getting some pick and rolls higher up on the floor, right, almost at the half court line, or doing some other things like that, have kind of made the Warriors have to get into their defensive rotation a little bit more. Also, moving a little bit earlier in the shot clock, and so creating some actions that make the Warriors work, I think has allowed them to swing the ball around. I think you got some nice knockdown shots in the corners and stuff as well. I think that helped them knock down shots just generally. I think that the things that the staff has learned in the early parts of the game is going to help the entirety of the team, but specifically Jalen Green, because when he's going his best, he is probably the best option on this team to be the pick and roll ball handler, getting downhill, attacking the paint. And if he's also doing his job well, he's passing out of that to the guys in the corner or to the guys in the dunker spot, or, you know, and doing that. And I think that is something that we've seen progress for this Rockets team, and I think will help him in game 6, because I think they'll continue that, and he should be better on task in order to utilize that to get him better play.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I hope so. I do agree with you on that last point. And I would love, would you say 17 points, 5 assists? Absolutely. Sign me up. That'd be great to see tonight. I don't know if we'll get that, but I hope so. It is crazy for a guy who averaged 21 points per game that we're kind of hoping, like, just getting double digits scoring this series. But credit to him, because I did just look this up to kind of bring the numbers to the front of mind. And not only the rebounding, but, you know, like, you know, he had 8 rebounds in game 1, 6 assists in game 2, 5 and 6 in game 3, and then last game, 8 rebounds. So it is a credit to him that he is finding a way to still contribute in other ways when the scoring is down. But I think for the Rockets to try to be the team that they hope to be, and if you want to go on the road and beat the Warriors, I think he has to be more of that go-to scorer. And to your point with playing off the whole pick and rolls, I've always felt that as much as I love, you know, what Alpi's been doing this series and just in general, I've always been a big fan of his game. But I don't think I think we kind of saw it with that last second shot in game three, where it's just hard to go through the big guy. So that's where you need to have someone like Jalen Green playing off the pick and roll to drive and dish, do all those sorts of things to run the offense through is always more successful. And he's your best option out there, more so than the smaller Fred VanVleet, who's played so well the last two games. So you need Jalen Green tonight on the road to try to close this out. I just don't know if he has it in him.
I think that's fair. And I'm pulling at some, I don't know if I'm going to say pulling at straws, but I'm pulling at like real chances as opposed to like certainty that this will get done. But I think also you alluded to a few of the guys that I think will help Jalen Green be better in this game. And that's Alperen Şengün has been a menace, especially with the ball in his hand when they're not playing zone against him, which, I mean, the Warriors have not been able to do very much. And it's in part because Fred VanVleet is also knocking down shots. I think those two guys being threats continually make it so that the Warriors can't just, you know, not try and knock Jalen Green out of his rhythm, which unfortunately has been easy enough to do in this series. But I think that those attentions that are going to be taken, especially like being able to pick and roll and give that pocket pass on the short roll to Alperen Şengün and him make something happen out of it, is going to make it so that he's going to have just a little bit more leeway, just a little bit more room to, I think, get busy if he is going to get busy on this night. So I think those are the reasons that I come to it. And also I want to finish out with this, and this maybe we can expand this out to the entirety of the game. Sometimes I think pressure can be overrated in playoffs, like who has pressure, who doesn't have pressure. But you could tell, and Jalen Green talked about this. Ime Udoka has kind of talked about this. Fred VanVleet has alluded to it as well. The pressure of being a new team and a new player in this circumstance, and I know there's people that will wipe this away, and I understand why people want to do that, but you know, being at home for the first time in the playoffs, just in general, being on the road for the first time in the playoffs, all of those things are gone. And I do think that in addition to like the places in which he just did not deliver, right? I want to acknowledge that those things were there. I think that those added pressures definitely showed up. I think that he is finding a little bit more comfort within this. So I think all of those other things are able to land a little bit cleaner with Jalen in this game, hopefully, because I think he can get a little bit more comfortable in this. It's like maybe going to be a little bit of a reckless abandon in this one, and maybe that's not the great thing to say considering he had a game where he had a good amount of turnovers, but I think you understand what I mean. Like, there's not going to be as much clenching in this situation because you can go out there and play freely.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. That's true. You could be a little more loose and not play so tight. It's like the guy who's always afraid to make a mistake because his coach is going to pull him out anytime you commit a turnover, and that's always so hard to operate that way. I also like the idea of the attention, right? The attention should not be on him tonight from the Warriors' perspective. He was terrible in game one, and then he came out and had that great game, best game of his career in game two, and got off 18 threes. And, you know, with Fred VanVleet, with the way he has shot the last two games, that will also create more opportunities for Jalen Green tonight. So hopefully he can cash in on the opportunities because they should be there. The focus is not going to be – he's not public enemy number one or two for – the Rockets, probably not even, or I should say for the Warriors defensively, probably not even three. So when you have those opportunities, hopefully he could take advantage of, you know, some of the open looks he might get.
Yeah, and it would be really impactful if he does because, as we mentioned, right, I know that Tari Jabari being better, I know our guy Lacey on the text line has pointed to those guys, those guys getting more impact, or just seeing the likes of, Dylan and Fred making as many threes might not be as plausible. So having one of the guys that has been one of the few offensive, creators of sorts be better in this game is going to be important to make sure that you have an opportunity to play again on Sunday in this series. Again, 8 p.m. is when this game gets going on ESPN tonight in San Francisco. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the Insperity Invitational Tournament is getting going. So talk a little bit about that. And also, we're a month into the baseball season, basically. And, you know, we've done a lot of It's Early talk. I want to take stock of what It's Early means for real. We'll do that more next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.